Lash, 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 lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like lash, 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 lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go lash, 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 lash. Lash, lash, and it's just such good chat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Rig Biz Podcast. My name is Freddie Claude, and you join us in somewhat uncertain times. This week, I'm sure you're not listening to the podcast whilst you commute in to work, but in fact, you're working, typing away around your kitchen table as we all work from home. But fear not, for over the next half an hour, we're going to offer some much-needed positive tales and uplifting stories to make sure you can switch off from the outside world. As always, I'm joined by the most famous face to come out of Clapham since Gordon Ramsay, Mr. Archie Curzons, the magician himself. Archie, can you please give the listeners something positive to think about?
I wish I could, mate, but we are fucked.
Archie, we're meant to be doing some positive stories.
No, the city is dead. The CBD of London is a ghost town, and I'm worried.
But Archie, we're meant to be doing positive things.
Well, how can I? I can't remember the last time I went for a business breakfast or a business lunch or even drinks with clients. I knew we were in trouble as soon as they banned the handshake. I mean, that's how I seal a deal.
Well, can't you do that elbow bump?
No, that just looks weird. The whole point of a business meeting is you open up with a firm handshake, a look in the eye, and you say, are you well?
Mm.
If that's gone.
Yeah.
And I know where this all stems from, Freddie.
Yeah, Wuhan province, China.
It's No. It's Dan Tennant's Ralph.
What?
Yeah. Guy was 2 years below me at boarding school who I nicknamed Disease Dan because he had bad acne. And this is his way of getting back at me.
That is just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, why is it affecting every facet of my life?
What do you mean?
I mean, business is bloody tough. The Ned is empty. There's no point going to the Ned if I can't network. What is the point of going for a drink on top of the Ned if I can't hang out with senior stakeholders from Barclays, HSBC or Goldman Sachs?
Mm.
The Northern Line is empty, so there's no London Line banter. Yeah, in fact, in the morning, I sometimes just sit there imagining me being on the Northern Line, desk staring someone with brown shoes and a blue suit. You can't go to gyms, so my summer shred has been put to a halt. I can't improve my ergo times.
Yeah.
I'm actually having to look into actually buying a rowing machine for my house, which is an expense,
which
I probably can afford, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, stock market is completely crashed.
Were you heavily invested in that?
No, luckily not, but my dad did. So that's my inheritance pretty much out the window.
That's true.
And the worst of all, Inferno's is closed.
Inferno's is closed?
Inferno's is closed. And I'll tell you what, Inferno's never closes. Not even at Christmas.
Really? It's open? That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go. It's just full of like Australians, South Africans and New Zealanders who haven't gone home. In fact, I actually did go one Christmas. Because my dad had his other family over and my mum had gone to Jamaica with her boyfriend. And it was actually quite a good chat. I did actually pull quite a hot Australian girl.
Nice.
But that's beside the point. And rugby is pretty much no longer. I can't watch rugby. I can't play rugby.
Well,
I can't hang out with my teammates. I don't even know the next time I'm going to chop a dirty pint or I'm going to go on a shit shirt night with my teammates.
Well, mate, there is some good news in terms of the rugby because I was reading earlier that they've actually flattened out the calendar for the summer. So they're hoping to repeat and finish off the Prem season and also the Six Nations in summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that is a silver lining because rugby and summer do go really well. And actually, I look really good with the tan in my rugby kit.
Yeah.
I'd probably change our kit a little bit, maybe just have wife beaters instead of like rugby shirts,
mm-hmm.
and just get my arms looking, you know. I'll go on Amazon now and order some kettlebells and start working on my triceps.
So Archie, now we're gonna look at the big sporty news.
No point, Freddie. There's no rugby, so we may as well move on from this section.
What about rugby training? I
explained at the beginning of the show, Dan Tennant's Ralph has created a disease that's taken everything in my life and taken it away. There is no training.
Well,
there's nothing.
Let's think about live sport last week. Cheltenham Gold Cup, that was on. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I watched the Cheltenham Gold Cup, yeah, because that was pretty much the only sport on TV. That and the 2008 Cricket World Cup, Sky keep playing.
Well, did you watch that?
Yeah, the first time I watched it, it was actually a really good game. But after you watch it for the sixth time, it's pretty boring.
Well, there are a lot of reruns.
Sky getting desperate. And I tell you what, if they start playing hockey, I'm cancelling my subscription.
Well, rightly so. I mean, that's where you've got to draw the line. But going back to the Cheltenham Gold Cup briefly, you were obviously invested in a horse. How did you get on?
Yeah, I obviously had a little flutter on the horses. I mean, I'm not going to make all my deals in Q1 and Q2 now, so I've got to look at other avenues. It turns out it's really, really difficult. They say that it's the favourite. That doesn't always win. No. It's not like in rugby where, I don't know, Sale play Worcester or Wasps play Worcester or Bath play Worcester. You know they're going to beat Worcester. You put all your money on, you'll get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
But in Cheltenham, it's a completely different ballgame.
So you didn't get on well?
No, I lost quite a bit of money. And looking back on it, I could have spent that money on an ergo for my house.
It's not often that an ex-international sportsman who's represented their country over a handful of times is more recognised as the face of rugby highlights on Channel 5 rather than for his illustrious playing career representing England, Saracens and Bath. However, our guest on the podcast today, Mr. David Flatman, since his retirement has grown to be one of the most respected and lauded pundits, not only in rugby but across all sporting disciplines, being nominated for countless awards. What makes it all the more impressive is that he goes somewhat against the grain visually, with a wonderfully robust chest and a rapidly fading lid. However, he's one of the funniest personalities sport has to offer, and we're delighted to have him on the show today. So welcome, Flatters, to the Rig Biz podcast. So, Flats, thank you so much for joining us, mate. Firstly, I want to touch on the fact that you were part of one of the best world-class front rows as young as a little boy at Dulwich College, you alongside Sheridan. Can you just take me back to those days? How was that?
It was very alpha. It was very American football jock on a college movie. It was brilliant. We had a brilliant time. And really, I like to think that I inspired Andy Sheridan. Andy Sheridan was number eight, and then he was a second row, so he wasn't in our front row. But I like to think I inspired him at school level to become a prop and ultimately steal my career and life.
Flats, sorry to interrupt. It's the magician here. I hope you're well, mate. Just wanted to double check. Is Dulwich College, is that a private school?
Can I just check what the fee is for this pod? My agent's been trying to get in touch with you guys, but apparently she went to your office and it doesn't exist. There's no flat 3A.
It's difficult times at the moment, Flats, but if you speak to my agent, I'm sure they will sort something out.
I'll ring Foxton's and see how we go. Dulwich was
that's brilliant.
What's your
normal fee?
Incredibly expensive. You'll find out. You'll find out. There's a letter coming through.
I'm sure you're on a very good day rate.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. Dulwich was posh, yes.
That's all I want to know. I assume so. It seemed to have some pretty good rugger players come from there.
Yeah, just good all-round chaps. All of us contributing to society in one way or another, yeah.
Flats, can you tell me, when you were part of that incredible England under 18 or 18 group squad, you had some of the biggest names in rugby. A lot of them went on to win the World Cup. What are your memories of going on the tours with those guys? I mean, how loose did it get as 18-year-olds? Or was this sort of... Because this is pre-sort of proper professionalism. You know, was Johnny out on the lash? What was Sarnason like? Big Tins? All that lot?
The main thing I look back with is sort of bitterness, really, because so many of my friends did better than me. And the truth is, we all act happy for them, and we are happy for them. But there's quite a lot of resentment there.
Sure.
But... Nevertheless,
I've got a very similar. Well, I actually don't feel resentment. I went to school with Nick Abendanon, Benders, and he very much, like I'm sure Andrew Sheridan learned from you, Benders learned a lot from me, not just on the field, but off the field, just how to conduct himself. But for me, I'm just really proud of him.
He's been doing a bit more in the city recently, and he's absolutely crushing some deals. And, A lot of people I've met that have done deals with him talk about his sort of the short jean, reasonably short jean, and the loafer sock combination. And apparently that is
really good.
Works wonders and came from you. So, no, actually, genuinely well done. We should give praise where it's due.
Thanks, Flatsy. Really appreciate that. Because you know Barks as well, don't you? He's been a guest on this pod, and we're actually going into a little property deal, if you fancy it.
What are you doing? You're knocking up some flats, are you?
We're looking at commercial and also industry property as well.
Yeah, I'm doing a bit of commercial and a bit of resi at the moment, so let's touch base on that off pod.
We definitely should. I'll link in with you after this.
Yeah, would you? Yeah. Yeah, my agent handles my LinkedIn profile, but sure, hit me up. Yeah.
Flats, can you tell me, because obviously you were under Clive Woodward in the build-up to that 2003 victorious World Cup squad. How come, you know, you made great eight great appearances, I must say, between 2002. How come it all came to an end just before the World Cup? Was there an injury? Was there just a fallout with Sir Clive? I mean, what happened?
It was very political back then, guys. It's not like the game is now. And Clive was different. Clive did things differently. And he went down the route, you know, we spoke leading up to the World Cup. And he went down the route of trying to pick all the best players in order to win the games. And I just said, that's not what rugby's about, Clive. It's the spirit of the game. It's not all about winning. Anyway, they chose other people. It's about the absolute bants, the outright bants and the changing room camaraderie. And it's bath time and shower time. And it's all that kind of good stuff. Lots of bum taps, lots of being sick in pint glasses, but he went on and won it.
That's,
and
I think, seriously, to myself, good chat.
And I think to myself, it's not all about winning, but winning that would have changed my life. I also got an injury and missed all the prep leading up to the World Cup. So what I like to do is tell people I was injured. The reality is I was back before the World Cup started, and I actually played against Harlequins for Bath on the day of the World Cup final. But people never Google that stuff. They always think he would have been there. Because yeah. He was a legend, even though I played 8 times for England, 7 times off the bench.
I would just keep with the injured story.
Because no one bothers to Google. I'm not important enough to Google, so it works perfectly.
I don't know, Flats, you're becoming quite a sort of celebrity in your own right. I mean, you're doing a lot of media work, and I've got to say, I've got a lot of respect for you. You know, to go on Channel 5, not many people do it, but you have really, you know, you've done well. You're taking rugby to the masses, and I really enjoy it. I love your banter with Mark Durensmith. There's a real chemistry there. I'm guessing you're good chums off camera.
We're really good pals, and he's a real fan of a suede like penny loafer, which you'll appreciate. But really, the next step for me, it's onwards and upwards. And I listen to the right stuff. I listen to Tim Ferriss. I listen to Joe Rogan. I listen to a lot of business pods, and the next step for me is World's Strongest Man on Channel 5. One day, here's hoping.
Well, I was going to say, obviously the current climate, you know, coronavirus has affected the ruggers quite heavily. Have Channel 5 been in touch about you maybe hosting a police chase show or anything of the like?
They want me to do Barbecue Wars, and it's kind of like cops in the car, police chase type stuff, but it's mixed martial arts with sort of high-end grass-fed protein. So it is violent. So we post-watershed. The food will be mouth-watering, but only one person will get to eat the food because the other one will be sort of physically incapacitated.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. That really does sound like it could be a real Channel 5 hit. Flats, obviously, you're the first front row we've had on the show. And obviously, it's a unique sort of position and look. Do you think you'd enjoy playing front row now, or do you think it's changed? Or do you think it's just, you know, props have always been sort of the same, whether it's 20 years ago or now? You know, you like your ales, you like sort of chatting about the scrum, and you're not so good in infernos or operating on a night out.
I think there are props that can really bridge that gap. There aren't many of us that can, but one in particular I think you might get on at some point is Paul Doran Jones, aka Dozer.
Yeah, great chassis.
Really good rig. I wouldn't ever say this on a podcast publicly, but I always suspected he did lots and lots of steroids. And potentially still does. But he wears incredibly tight clothes but doesn't sweat through them. That is the absolute key. He doesn't have sweat patches, doesn't have penalty spots everywhere. So he can wear a cream chino with no socks and a brown suede penny loafer, and and there'll be a gap between his shoes and his trousers.
That's a superb look.
He can also twin that with a pale blue, really tight fitted shirt. This is a 110, 120 kilo guy, and he doesn't sweat through it, and that makes him unique.
Do you, by any chance, could you send me his number afterwards? Because I'm going to Henley this year, and he looks, yeah, that look is exactly what I'm going for, and it'd be great to go with him. I think two absolute chassis who don't sweat and look good would be a really good combination. Obviously, you're invited, Flats, if you want, but we don't really want people, like sweaty people, with us.
I'm already going with Brightling and Land Rover, but you guys crack on. And I'm... Also, Dozer is good. Dozer's had his hair done, so he's had the plugs done, and that'll be obviously you haven't done that yet.
But no, I've got a great lid.
When you speak to him, maybe speak about the plugs, because the front of your lid is obviously good, but I'm thinking about the back. They also do that, but just to talk to Dozer, because he knows his stuff. He knows the geography on that.
One question for me, Flats, to finish off. Obviously, you've been around rugby for quite some time. Who would you say is the loosest individual you've had, you know, in your team or played against or played with that is decent on a night out? Who do you think would tear it up in Infernos? I'm sure you've been.
Well, if you asked me two questions there. You asked me who's the loosest and who's the best on a night out, and they're not the same person.
Really? That's interesting.
Well, no, I mean, you want looseness, but you know, I think Jimmy Cockle, James Cockle, played for Irish. Have a look at Jimmy Cockle. He's a hell of a boy. Great fun on a night out. I think the best person on a night out that I've played with is Matt Powell, ex-Saracens, Quins, Worcester Warriors, a.k.a. Willem Dafoe, Freddy Krueger, Horseface, Chin.
Nicknames. That's he's, if you want, a good if you rugby want, chat.
Do you want me to give you a 30-second Inferno story?
Yeah, please do, yeah.
I was out in Clapham with a few alphas, and we were playing drinking games and being crazy and doing loads of really, really mad stuff. And he got a bit too drunk, and the bouncer asked him to leave. I think it was called the Fine Line or something like that. Asked him to leave. He was in an absolute state. It was 9:30, and we said, we're not going back. We're not leaving. We're not finishing our night at 9:30 on a Saturday. Up yours, you're on your own, you're a grown-up. So he left the night out. We saw him wander across the road, try and get into another pub, wouldn't let him in. What a disgrace. Shirt hanging open. He just lost the plot. He went too far. We crack on with our night, go to a couple more bars, and then we all walk up to Infernos, get into Infernos, and it's absolutely going off in Infernos. We're properly sweating, which potential spouses love that. So it's all going off in there. And then on the floor, we hear jump. There's a big crowd on the dance floor, and they've all got their hands in the air. Jump, jump, jump. And it wasn't the song. They were all shouting it. And Matt Power was on top of the jumbo speakers with his shirt off in Infernos, and he jumped into a worm, which I've never seen before or since. He didn't break his chin, even though it's 4.5 inches long. And he actually produced this, and it turns out he'd just gone on his own night out and gone to Infernos on his own. And was in there.
Is seriously good chat. Did he pull?
No, they got arrested. Spent 6 months in prison. But he said it's mistaken identity, but whatever. They thought it was Jimmy Hill initially, but yeah, he went down for that.
Well, Flats, thank you so much for coming on. It's been an honour to have an England capped forward on the show, and also the Daily Telegraph's fifth best sport pundit in 2016. It's a real, real honour to have you on, Flats. And
fifth out of 140, wasn't it?
Well, that's pretty incredible, I think.
840, yeah, amazing when you think about it.
Well, Flats, good luck for the future. Good luck in isolation. Good luck with the shares. Cheers, thank you so much, Flats. Good luck, mate.
You're a hero. Cheers, Flats. Thanks, mate.
Take it easy, boys.
Stuck at home, self-isolating with nothing to do? All you want to do is go out with the chaps and chuck a pill around Clapham Common, followed by pints at the windmill? Sounds great. Well, sadly, due to coronavirus, we've all been instructed to stay inside and self-isolate. So how are you going to get your dopamine fix of throwing around a pill with the lads? And wait, what's this? No one wants to risk meeting up on Toffee, Hinge or Bumble due to the bloody corona. Due to poor hand sanitization, you're terrified to even bash the bishop, rustle the rabbi or slap the stick. Damn. I wish I had an idea. Fear not. Introducing the new isolation pill. Shaped as a rugby ball, this new pill will give you your daily fix of missed passes, dummies and lineouts, as you can throw it against the wall and it's programmed to come straight back at you. But more importantly, take this pill upstairs to bed when you're working from home and need a bit of me time, and this ball converts into a cutting-edge fleshlight. Slip your shoulder into the pointed edge of the ball and the stitching will subside and give way to the juiciest set of lips since Jagger played Spin the Bottle. So what are you waiting for? Order now for next day delivery. The new award-winning product by AC Limited, the isolation pill. Never feel lonely again.
So Archie, now we're going to look at the business section, and the word business doesn't normally send chills down your spine. It normally brings a big smile to your face. But there are some good news stories coming out of coronavirus.
Really?
Yeah, some companies doing well.
Like who?
Well, people in the cam girl industry, the porn industry, sex toy sales are up 600%.
Wow.
Home fitness classes are massively on the rise.
Yeah, funny you say that.
Yeah.
And this is not just because of coronavirus.
Right.
But a lot of people have got in touch via my Instagram account saying, Magician, we like your shass. we'd love to see some workouts. So I'm looking at that as a potential avenue as well.
What, new AC Limited?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, awesome.
But also, it's funny you say the sex toys, because I've got a product that I've been developing with AC Limited.
Right.
That could be quite interesting in that market, and something that I will probably take a couple of weeks to look at to develop.
Well, okay. Well, that's really, really exciting.
And interestingly, the other thing I'm going into sort of partnership with is I've been in contact with a few key stakeholders at Jack Wills via Skype, can I say, not in person. So I wasn't able to give the handshake, disappointingly. Otherwise, this would be a legitimate thing.
Yeah.
We're in talks about doing a Jack Wills face mask to block you, you know, from the coronavirus.
But
actually, while we're on that point, get your guitar.
Is it a bit insensitive?
Freddie, in times of stress, people will need this product.
All right.
All right, lad. Run out of bog roll and you need to go get some more, but you're worried about taking public transport and you need to get to Selfridges because, you know, that's the only place you're going to get bog roll. Why not try Jack Wills' new face mask? It will block all diseases, but also tell everyone you've got bloody good chat. Check out www.jackwills.com.
So, Archie, now we're on to the ever more popular dating section of the podcast. And, well, we got some good news, really, from last week. Because
it's a side business now, Freddie.
Well, yeah,
it's doing really, really well.
Doing well?
Yeah, a nice little Bunsen burner.
Yeah.
That means earner.
So we matched Kate.
Quite good chat, that.
Kate and Sebi last week.
Yeah.
Which is incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
They were meant to meet tonight, if I'm not mistaken. But due to the new government's restrictions, they're going to have to do their date on Skype, is it?
Yeah. Well, actually, I spoke to Sebi this morning and just said to him, look, you know, this is happening over Skype. Make sure you use a good filter. Yeah. I would go with a black and white filter.
Dating tip
always
of the week.
Makes you look good. Yeah, it's my dating tip of the week. During these times where, you know, we are going to be having dates via video calls, please, guys, make sure you use a good filter.
Yeah.
It is really important if you want to get that second date. And the black and white filter always works. It makes you look so much better.
So that's a success story from last week. Do we have anyone up this week to try and create a success from?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. A guy called Ollie Thompson got in contact. He lives in Clapham and he's looking for love.
Good guy.
And he sent me a little message.
Well, let's have a listen, shall we?
My name's BT. I went to Salesian College in Surrey.
Minor private school.
I work in advertising. My basic salary is £90,000.
Okay, pause it.
Pause it, yeah.
£90,000, he works in advertising. I highly doubt it.
I love Northcote Records and just dancing there with the rugby lads, usually hitting on chicks,
yeah,
which is
too.
Quite fun. And I really, ooh, really hate
anyone that says
anyone
hits on chicks
who plays
never
Madden
gets birds.
2020. They are fucking losers.
Mm. Did I hear that correctly? He said he didn't like people who played Madden.
Madden, I'm not sure what it is. But
that's quite a weird dislike. I would have just said, I don't like obese women.
So, Archie, now we get to one of the favourite bits of the podcast for all, the listener shout-outs.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any?
Yeah, I've got one here from long-time listener, Wiley2504.
Such a good guy.
Yeah, he obviously went on his date last week.
Okay, go on. Go on.
Yeah, and she said he had a really, really nice personality.
That's amazing. What, so they're meeting up again and just...
Unfortunately not. No, she sort of friend-zoned him, and I did explain that to him via Instagram that will be probably down to the clobber he wears.
Yeah.
If you wear that kind of clothing on a date, you're going to get friend-zoned.
Yeah.
Poor. Especially with a chassis like that as well.
Poor guy.
Won't compliment it.
No.
But Wiley2504, we salute you. Keep on going, even in these tough times.
Arch, I've actually got a shout out.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, well, for you, not for me.
Oh, okay, good chat.
Yeah, guy from Louis, one from Louis B, and he says, I need some advice from the magician.
Go ahead.
Saturday, I tragically got with a girl in Furnos.
What's tragic about that? I do that every weekend.
He says, should I self-isolate, or does the magician trust that Inferno's girls will always be virus-free?
Ah, okay, good question. I would say you probably need to self-isolate. One thing I know about girls that go to Infernos is that they are ridden with viruses.
He's also got one saying, I'd also like to know if hockey boys have an innate instinctual advantage with self-isolation, as their chat and brown shoes means that they rarely have social contact anyway.
Yeah, that is one thing that's a shame about the coronavirus. Hockey boys will probably not get it.
Now comes to an end another episode of the Rugbiz podcast. We hope we brighten your day.
Who knows, this could be the last one ever.
Could be.
The world is imploding.
Yeah, it's very terrifying.
Highly doubt it, actually, because people will need this kind of chat to get them through the hard times.
I completely agree. And I'll tell you one
They
business.
Will need my banter. I'm here to give you the chat you need. I am the CEO of chat.
Well, mate, one business which hasn't stopped.
Actually, that's quite a good thing, Fred. I think you should start calling me that.
CEO
of chat.
Okay, well, I'll think about it. But
Chief Executive Officer of chat.
Well, mate, just quickly, one business which hasn't
stopped. The barrister of banter.
Business which hasn't stopped trading is Rex Club, and they're still doing the caps. So yeah. If you go on the link in the profile below or on
even if even though we're going into a recession, those caps are 20 quid are an absolute bargain.
Well, it's funny because
Boris Johnson, we are making some money from that.
Boris Johnson was asking manufacturers to, you know, all come round and start making ventilators. But I think he said to Rex Club, those Falcons caps are doing so well.
Yeah,
keeping the economy
afloat.
Yeah, for morale and all those things. So keep buying those and just stay safe out there, really. And hopefully...
Yeah, guys, on a serious note, you know, be safe. I know a lot of the people listening to this, they want to get to the gym, they want to keep that rig in check, but do the right thing. Press ups at home.
Arch, could you see us out, not with the outro in a traditional sense, but with a sort of a rousing speech, just something off the top of your head?
Yeah, I've got something in mind.
Once more unto the breach, dear friends, once more. We'll close the wall up with our English dead. In peace, there is nothing so becomes a man as modest stillness and humility. But when the blast of war blows in our ears, then imitate the actions of the tiger. Stiffen the sinews. Summon up the blood. Disguise fair nature with hard-favored rage. Now set the teeth and stretch the nostril wide. Hold hard the breath and bend up every spirit to his full height. On, you noble English! Whose blood is fed from fathers of warproof. Fathers that, like so many Alexanders, have in these parts from morn to even fought and slithered their swords off for lack of argument. Let us swear that you are worth your breeding, which I doubt not, for there is none of you so mean and base that hath not noble luster in your eyes. I see you standing like greyhounds in the slips, straining upon the start, the game's afoot. Follow your spirit and upon this charge, cry God for Harry, England and Sir George! Shakespeare works wonders with the ladies.
Lash, 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 lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like lash, 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 lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go lash, 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 lash. Lash, lash, and it's just such.